Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 47th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 122. Heidelberg Catechism 122. What is the first petition? Hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us first rightly to know you, and to hallow, magnify, and praise you in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. As believers, one of our primary duties is to honor and praise the name of the Lord our God. Indeed, as the first question of another catechism, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, asks, what is the chief end of man? The answer given there is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. If this is true, and the primary purpose of humankind is first to glorify God, then we recognize that part and parcel of doing so is honoring and praising him, and causing his name to be honored and praised on our account. For in confessing that God is altogether holy and worthy of being hallowed, magnified, and praised for his person and all his works, we also confess that we do so by ordering our lives in a manner that the things we think, say, and do reflect truly upon his character. Rather than cause others to blaspheme the Lord because of our intransigence and profligate ways, we are to cause them to recognize his might, power, mercy, and grace. And while not all will do so, their inability to recognize his greatness should never be because of our words or deeds. Rather, as the psalmist says in Psalm 71, verses 15 and 16, my mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. And again in Psalm 145, verses 1 through 4, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. We are to declare the mighty acts of the Lord. We are to praise him openly before others, not only with our words, but in our deeds. Jesus instructs us in like manner, telling us in Matthew 5, verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Peter picks up on this in 1 Peter 2:12, where he says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Hallowing the name of our Heavenly Father, then, is far more than a phrase in a prayer that we say often. It is a knowledge of who God is and what he has done. It is a knowledge of our response to these things as we rejoice in the gospel of our Lord Christ and seek to order the whole of our lives in such a way that in everything we do, in our eating, in our drinking, in our coming and our going, in our rising up and going down, in everything we do, we might truly give all honor and glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.